بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. A very famous story which we read before is the story of the fire worshipper who saw his son eating in the presence of Muslims during the month of Ramadan. So he reprimanded him, hit him, and he told him, "Why are you showing disregard for the sanctity and respect of the Muslims during the month of Ramadan?" This incident passed, and an alim sees this fire worshipper after he passed away in his dream, and he sees him in Jannat. So he asked him, "Weren't you a fire worshipper?" So the man said, "I was a fire worshipper, but shortly before I passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored me by inspiring me to accept Islam due to the respect that I had shown for the month of Ramadan." Allah ta'ala gave him Islam because of the respect that he showed for Haqq. Now, let us take this whole story and flip it around. I heard when I was studying during my student days, and I heard recently also from Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salehji Sahab, that in India there was a very pious person, or perhaps he was even an alim. And what had happened, it was during the festival of Holi, where they put color on each other, the Hindus. So this person was standing, and he saw a donkey in front of him, he was eating paan. So jokingly he said, "Nobody colored you, so I will color you." And he spat that red color of the paan, and he spat it onto the donkey. So that passed also. Someone sees him in a dream, asks him, "How are you?" He said, "Alhamdulillah, I'm well, but for that one thing I did, I'm getting some punishment here in my mouth, for that one action that I did." Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارُ. Do not even incline to those that are oppressors. Inclination, this tafsir is there, many, many different ways. The worst form of inclination will be where we are sympathetic to them, where we are congratulating them on their worship of idols and haram. Now you are a fire worshipper, respected Ramadan, respected Haqq, Allah gave him Iman. Now imagine a person that is on Haqq, is respecting fire worshipping, is respecting fireworks, and he is looking at it, and he is telling his children to look at it, and he is becoming happier about it, or he is lighting fireworks on that same occasion. مَنْ كَثَّرَ سَوَادَ قَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever increases the numbers of a group, then the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he is from them. Man radiya amala qawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever is happy with the actions of someone, then he is from them. And what is so sad is that we have Muslim businesses advertising for Diwali specials and selling products that are specific prayer goods for Hindus and non-Muslims. That is very, very sad. What it means is that dunya is more valuable than deen. We have given more value to dunya than we have given to deen. So we should be very, very careful about this. Ulama say in this period when these festivals are happening, when the non-Muslims are doing their things, then we should be in our homes. We should be far away from it. And we should be unhappy with it. We should recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah, excessively. And the dua, Raditu billahi rabba. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًا. That I am happy with Allah as my Rabb, and with Islam as my Deen, and with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi. And this is what we should pass on to our families at home as well. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect us, Allah Ta'ala give us firm Iman.